Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
What would you say would be one trait that you'd say, this one I really tried to do myself because I was shown it?
Well, I think one of the big ones for me that I jotted down as we were thinking about this is leaders that loved me enough to tell me the truth.
That's a good one.
Because we're not going to go negative, but there are some people that they just won't address it with you. Yeah. Or if they do, you can almost feel it like, well, are you saying that because you care about me, or are you doing that because you just want to show that you're superior to me? Mm. But the ones that said, listen, I really... Man, I think you could do so much better. And I'm hurt that you would think that you couldn't do better. And this is what I want to see for you. And, this is where you fell short, but I'm not going to beat you up about it. I want to help you get over that hurdle. So that's been one that I have tried to, okay, I need to tell this person the truth. I can't sugarcoat it. I can't beat around the bush. Got to tell them the truth. But I want to say it in a way that they know that I'm not doing this so that I feel good about it. And it's almost like those people, like, it hurts them to be saying it. Like, oh, I know you might take this the wrong way, but I got to share this with you. I got to tell you the truth here because I want the best to come out of you.
I think if a memorable leader does it that way, Craig, they show the person the end. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, I'm disappointed in you. Okay, so how do I get rid of that? It's, I was thinking that, you would have done maybe something like this or in this order or handle it this way. And all of a sudden they're like,
yes.
Yeah, I could have.
Right.
You're right. So careful with words, careful with tone to some degree. I do know, a lot of leaders just don't have a lot of bandwidth. They just, got to share and kind of just have to throw it out there like a microwave meal. But showing them the end, let's have the end in mind. I didn't put you in this spot because I didn't think you could make it.
Right. Well,
that's the fun part.
What you said earlier about a calm leader, I think that lends itself as well to, I mean, which leader are you going to feel like really cares about you? The one that's coming in like this, or the one that comes in and goes, okay, listen, everybody just calm down here for a second. I got to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not beating you up here. Let me just talk to you for a second. Just even that calmness conveys the fact that they care about you and want the best for you. That leader that's just like maybe snapping at you because of the
stressed
situation. Right. Yeah, then you're like, oh man, they were yelling at me.
And yeah.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to CraigTOwens.com.